This past week, the CDC revised their face mask guidance and, well, surprisingly, I would have lost this bet. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy did not take it to the extreme. Tri-state area in New Jersey falls into what's called a substantial transmission category as defined by the CDC. Vaccinated and unvaccinated residents here in New Jersey should wear masks indoors when there is an increased risk of spreading COVID-19. That's what Governor Murphy said this past week. He said the state's coronavirus metrics are going in the wrong direction, and new data suggests the Delta variant is more transmissible, which is, quote, why we are making this strong recommendation. Not a mandate, a recommendation. Instances where masks are recommended, there are places like, or times like crowded indoor settings, those involving close contacts with others who aren't fully vaccinated, and those where someone's vaccine status is unknown. A lot of places, well, try asking about a vaccine status and you're not going to like what you get back. Won't be an answer. Might just be two words, but that's another story for another time. The federal guidance on masks in indoor public places, that applies in parts of the U.S. where at least 50 new cases per 100,000 people in last week have been found. That includes about 60% of U.S. counties. New case rates are especially high in the South, Southwest, this according to a CDC tracker. In New Jersey, CDC data shows 7 of our 21 counties fall into that category. Atlantic, Bergen, Burlington, Essex, Middlesex, Ocean, and Union. CDC guidance also calls for masks for teachers, staff, students, and schools. That's regardless of vaccination status. But Murphy didn't address that side of the situation. New Jersey does have among the highest percentage of people vaccinated in the country, so we have that going for us. Now, if you pull the camera back for a wider view, we have 3 states, Florida, Texas, Missouri, 3 states with lower vaccination rates that accounted for 40% of all the cases across the country. 1 in 5 of all cases, by the way, found in Florida alone, where, isn't that where Governor Ron DeSantis is being praised by people, including himself, for the job he's been doing dealing with the coronavirus? Now, to be fair, Florida is one of the 5 states with the highest case rates that had a higher rate of people getting vaccinated compared to the national average. Florida's high case number is greatly believed to be due into the fact that there's a large number of seniors who live in the state, and seniors are most prone to any variant of the coronavirus. You want to blame someone for all this? Blame the unvaccinated. It's their misguided concept of freedom that's in reality ignorant selfishness that's causing all this, the return of restrictions at any level, with maybe more to come before the day is done. I mentioned the CDC guidance map for face masks. The color coding is the darker the red, the more face masks are needed. If you look at the states, as I said, Florida, Texas, Missouri, you can also put in that category Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, the Carolinas, Tennessee, Nevada, Utah, and, well, strangely enough, Hawaii for some reason.